Are your fears now allayed, Graham?
Absolutely not. These rules are not implementable. I not only wrote to Harriet, I had a long conversation with them when I pointed out that to implement the rules, you actually have to know what people's motivations are. I mean, if you're a quiet person who reads the Daily Telegraph and you want to join the Labour Party to vote for a candidate who you think will damage the Labour Party, there's no way of finding out about that person. On the other hand, if you've been active in the Lib Dem Party for years and you're fed up with Nick Clegg and the Liberal Party and you join the Labour Party for genuine reasons, you can't distinguish that person from somebody who is part of a conspiracy to damage the Labour Party.
I have to tell you, Graham,
That's why we've always had a freeze date before electing candidates and the leader, so the people who've been in the party have got known by other party members are the only people who've been allowed to vote.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I was doing the breakfast show here at LBC on Saturday morning, and two Tories, self-confessed Tories, rang in, both saying that they'd registered votes. One of them had registered a vote four times, and on one occasion he called himself John Major, and still nobody sussed it. I mean, it is a bit worrying. On the other hand, there are those who argue this is the whole thing's been overstated, and those who are behaving mischievously in this way are a tiny minority that won't affect the outcome in the end.
Nobody knows is the only reply to that. Nobody can know. Whether there are a lot of people joining the Labour Party because they want to wreck the Labour Party, or whether people are joining enthusiastically because they don't want to see the continuation of a Conservative government and they want to put their energies into the Labour Party. The fact is that nobody can know what it is. These rules are unimplementable. And when I put these points directly to Harriet, she couldn't really answer them. All she said was write to the returning officer and to members of the National Executive Committee, which I did.
This was Ed Miliband's idea, of course. Many see it as his last damning legacy of the party. Has he wrecked the Labour Party, in your view?
If he had set out to damage and wreck the Labour Party, he couldn't have done a better job than he has done by leaving us with these unimplementable rules. I don't know where we're going after this. I've always said that if Jeremy Corbyn, because this is primarily about Jeremy, was elected by party members, that's democracy. If we don't know who's electing him, then the Labour Party may well have been subject to a conspiracy, and one cannot respect a decision where people from other political parties choose the leader of the Labour Party. That, at the very least, makes us a laughing stock. But it means that party supporters and party members may well have had the leader of our party chosen by people who wish us ill.
Do you think the Labour Party will split, Graham?
No. I don't think the Labour Party will split. I think there is enormous pressure, personalised pressure, people believe in the Labour Party to stay together. Having said that, I don't believe that will happen. There is obviously the possibility of it happening if the party is pushed too far in one direction as opposed to another, or if under a new leader there is an attempt to deselect sitting MPs or to throw members of parliament out.
Lots of talk in Westminster, I'm told, of backbenchers plotting to do Jeremy Corbyn down if and when he's elected. Are you one of them?
No, I'm not. I don't believe in conspiracies like that. I think if Jeremy is elected, having voted against the party whip 500 times, he will find it very difficult to impose any kind of discipline on the parliamentary Labour Party, and that's bound to cause problems. That's not a conspiracy. That's people saying, you didn't bother following the whip, Jeremy. Why should we? So we're in for a difficult time.